Blog Talk Radio.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest. You're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love. You're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug. You're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun. You're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter. You're my friend to the end, you're my dreams, you're my father. You're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround. I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere and the clouds. You're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow. You're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow. You're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize.
All that I am, all that I see, all that I've been and all that I'll ever be is a blessing. It's so amazing and I'm grateful for it all, for it all.
Imprinting what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I get back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan. But there's a million things that I can be grateful for.
Hey, everyone. Happy New Year. This is Cynthia Fontaine. Thank you for joining me. And I'm so grateful to be here. And I am so grateful for you guys. You guys are the ones who keep me going at this. I love to hear from you guys. And it's really fulfilling and rewarding for me being able to do this work. It's really a true gift to be able to do this work for all of you out there. So I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you for this last incredible year. Thank you, actually, because I've had the best experiences with my students and my those of you who have allowed me to be present for you in communicating with your loved ones who have passed and in helping you through all types of things in your lives. it's really, really a blessing for me. So I thank you, and I'm grateful for that. And I want to start off the show with something that I wrote New Year's Eve, and I posted this on Facebook. So some of you may have seen this. And so for those of you, so, you know, this will be a repeat if you've already read it, but I'd like to share it with you for those who listen who have not seen it. And this is a New Year blessing. As we say goodbye to a year for many of us has been one filled with struggle and loss, my wish for you, may you enter this year, new year of 2014 with hope. May the blessings of heaven be bestowed upon you. May your spirit be renewed. May all of those who were lost be embraced by peace and love of the divine. May all of those who they left behind be surrounded by love and held in the arms of angels for comfort. May your journey into 2014 be one filled with wonderfully happy blessings. May you have good health. May you show kindness and receive kindness. May love surround you and fill your heart. May peace touch every corner of your heart and your life. Cynthia Fontaine, copywritten December 31st, 2013. So I have lots of wishes and blessings for all you guys. You know, I feel like you guys are really part of my life and part of my family because, you know, in a sense, you really are. So there's lots of wishes that I have for you. And, you know, I really, really care a lot about you guys. So thank you. And we already have a caller on the line. I have so much to cover tonight. I hope we can get it all in. I'm going to, before I take the caller, you want to hold on. Oh, I lost the caller. We are in the middle of a big storm here, a nor'easter on the East Coast in the Northeast. And it is really, the snow is really starting to come down hard. It's rather windy, so I hope that I can stay on the air for the entire hour. That would be great. At least Mercury is not in retrograde, so we don't have Mercury working against us as well as a semi-blizzard. So I do hope that I get to stay on the air for the entire time. So, 2014 and ringing in the new year. You know, my year, 2013, as many of you know, was quite challenging in so many ways. It was really a challenging personal year for me, especially the last 2013, having lost my aunt at the beginning of July, who was also my godmother. And then a few weeks later, well, I guess it was about, let's say, 6 weeks later, I lost my brother tragically to suicide. And then just 2 days before Christmas, my partner's mother passed away. And those were some of the big things for me in 2013. It was, you know, also a year where I had many blessings as well. I got to spend a lot of time with my brother, whom I hadn't been able to over the last quite a few years, actually, because his wife didn't particularly care for the rest of my brother's family. So they did their thing, we did our thing, and we bumped into each other in town occasionally, which was always great. But to actually get to spend time with him, just hanging out, had been a long time. And I feel really blessed that what began a little more than a year ago, before he passed, we were reconnected and were spending more time together. And my older brother and I and several of our friends all got together New Year's Eve. And I hadn't spent a New Year's Eve with any of my brothers or family other than my children probably since I was about 15. Maybe 20, because we'd be at my grandmother's. But for my siblings to be there was unusual. And over the summer, my brother James and I and one of my best friends, we spent time going to concerts and things like that over the summer. But my brother Kevin never seemed to be able to make it. So he wasn't going to miss an opportunity to hang out together when, you know, he missed so much over the summer. But he had his own special times with our brother James as well. Some of the things I wish I was in on. They really knew how to raise Cain, so they say. So I had many blessings as well and many losses. You know, we all experience times in our life when we go through losses. The last couple of years for me have been really filled with a lot of loss. And it seems to always come in big bunches for me, where a year and a half ago, I lost three aunts all within 4 months. And, it's strange. I haven't had a period of that, I guess, since about 2000 and between 2001 and 2002. So I'm lucky in that respect, not that I haven't lost anyone in that whole stretch of time, but really people very close to me, where I lost my grandmother in 2001, my mother in 2002, less than a year apart. So, and I got divorced also within that time, and I lost my dog and my cat. So I always seem to have these big things, big loss groups together at the same time. And this last year has also been a huge year for me for personal growth, not just spiritual growth, but personal growth and learning a lot about myself. And what we all have to look forward to now coming into 2014 is if you in the last year haven't gotten down deep into who you have the planets in your favor coming up for the, particularly the next couple of weeks, especially the first 6 months of the year. It's also going to be difficult, however, and this is really something to keep in mind, about to balance the extremes in your life because we have a lot of things going on in Libra. And Pluto in Capricorn right now is calling for long, deep, powerful transformations, inner transformation. It also is going to make you feel like you need to seek security, money, that sort of thing. You have to be careful with the transformation that with conflict because you can really get into some deep conflict during this period of time. And this is for the first whole 6 months of the year. So really, really something to think about. This first 6 months, you also have a great opportunity to do a lot of clearing. You're going to find that people from the past are going to be popping up in your life, and it's time to clear karma. So if you have had disagreements with people in the past, if there's some things that you need to resolve to say, well, I'll say call it penance. You can use whatever word you want. That's just the word I'm thinking of at this particular minute. If there's somewhere you need to ask for forgiveness, do it. Really, really do it this first 6 months of the year. You can clean up so much karma. And remember, because we have a lot of conflict going on in the planets this first 6 months and difficulty in balancing the extremes, remember to really, when you speak, stay in your truth, speak with compassion, and, you know, put down your sword. Don't pull your sword out to fight, you know, and don't pull your tongue out to fight either. Because some people are wizards with lashing people, with their words. So really, really be careful because not only can you clear a lot of karma in this first 6 months, but you can also create a lot of bad karma in this first 6 months if you really aren't aware of what's coming out of your mouth and getting into confrontations and things like that. So really be aware, and if you feel like you're being attacked, whether it's by a spouse or a child, a loved one, neighbors, whatever, just be careful about blurting things out without thinking, because you may regret it. And even if you think about it and you blurt it out, you may regret it. So remember, be compassionate. Think about how you would feel if you're on the receiving end of whatever it is you need to say. There are always ways that you can phrase things that can get your point across and yet be kind and compassionate and still get your point across without tearing people down. Really, really, really important, because Capricorn is really pushing us into passive-aggressive behaviors right now. And again, we've got a lot of Libra things happening, so try to keep things in balance. Libras have such a hard time keeping in balance. So if you are a Libra, especially knowing this, really, really pay attention, because you will really be affected, especially if you are a Libra or have planets in Libra. So burn off some karma this first 6 months of the year. Really make it happen. Remember, how people treat you is their karma. How you react is your karma. That's a big one. That's really a big one. So if you hear any noise in the background, it's because my son is home from college, and he's milling around the house at the moment, getting himself some dinner. So if you hear noise, that's what you're hearing. And let's see, last week, I think we left off with the astrology with Libra. So since we're talking about Libra, I can't remember if I covered Libra or not last week. So I'm just going to give a quick, really quick, brief overview. And, you know, Libras this year is really going to be a year of relationships. If you are not in a long-term commitment, then you may enter into long-term commitment. This year is also about uncovering and breaking through or breaking out of any codependent patterns for you Libras out there. So really be mindful of that. This is a year for your relationships to be really amazingly and radically transformed. So keep that in mind. And the first half of the year for career can be really good for Libras this year. Social parties and things like that, really, really good year for Libras. So you will be in the party zone. So if you are out partying about, be sure that you're safe. Now, and Scorpio, Scorpions, a lot of you Scorpions out there had quite a year of 2013. It was lots of change, trials and tribulations. This year is going to be a little bit better for you guys, not going to be so up and down, though you want to really look at what your deepest fears and insecurities are so they don't come back and really kick you in 2014. So really get down to the bottom of your deepest fears and insecurities and reflect on your relationships with the relationship with yourself. So all those things that you were put to the test in 2013 really comes back to you looking at your relationship with yourself. You may feel this year like you are sort of isolated. So just, you know, keep that in mind that, again, this is a test for you this year to really to know who you are and to uncover that shadow side. And because we have this first 6 months of burning off karma, it fits right in with that. It's a good timing for you Scorpions out there. Sagittarians, you guys love to have fun. And this year for you could prove to be one of your most social years ever on record. which I know all you Sagittarians would love to hear, because you love to be with friends, you love to have fun, you have a hard time with long-term relationships, and, you know, every sign has its challenges and it also has its positive things. But, you know, it's all good. It's all good. And hopefully if you're a Sag, you have other things in your chart to help you balance that out. Let's see. Money looks really good for you in 2014, Sagittarius, because you have the influence of lucky Jupiter in your house of other people's money through July. So that means it's a good time for you to get financial support or investments from other out, maybe a good time to look at if you're in business and you're working up a business plan and you're looking to get funding or loan or something like that before July of this year is a good time to do that. And that being said, this is also a year that you do not want to deplete your bank accounts. You want to really build your bank accounts this year. You shouldn't have any trouble manifesting what you want, but of course you have to work at it. You can't expect it just to show up in midair like the magic fairy waving her wand, okay? So that's the basic overview for the signs that I think I didn't get to last week. And if I missed anybody, or if you want to know a general overview about your sign, then let me know in the chat room, and then I can give you a brief overview on that. If you are not in the chat room and you're online listening, then you can also pop me a message on Facebook, and I will be happy to respond that way if you didn't hear your sign on last week's show or this week's show. Let's see. So Facebook, I'll let you guys know how to find me. For those of you who are new listening to me this week or who are not friends with me on Facebook, my public page is Intuitive Medium Psychic Gifted Healer Animal Communicator, Inspirational Teacher, Cynthia Fontaine. Now, if that's a mouthful, if you have trouble finding my public page, you can go to my private page, which is cynthiafontaine.142. I will tell you, though, all the action happens on my public page. Really nothing happens on my private page. So you want to be on my public page to see what I'm up to and get my posts and things like that. My website, www.cynthiafontaine.com, CynthiaFontaine. And there's lots of, you know, little tidbits of information on my website. Check that out. If you want to be on my mailing list, you can send me a contact request form through my website. Or if you would like to schedule an appointment, you can also send me a contact request form. Those go directly into my flagged mail, so I see those messages. It's almost pointless to send me an email if I don't have you in my address book, because I get hundreds of emails a day, and they unfortunately get dumped into my junk box. And because I get so many emails, I sometimes miss them. So the best way to reach me is to send me a contact request form from my website or send me a message on Facebook, because I do see those. And got to love Facebook, right? I do. All right. So let me get back to my board here. We do have a caller on the line, so I'm going to take the caller before we get back to what's happening for 2014. All right, caller, it is area code 508, last four digits, 9689. Hi, this is Cynthia. You're on the air. Can I help you?
Hi, Cynthia. How are you tonight?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Great.
Good. Oh, I know who this is.
You do?
I'm pretty sure I do. Who am I speaking with tonight?
My name is Chris.
Chris. Hi, Chris. Is this the Chris who I think it is?
Yes.
I recognize your voice. How are you, honey?
Great. How are you, dear?
Good, good. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you.
Thanks. How was your holiday?
Holiday was pretty good. How about yours?
It was good, thank you. Yeah, it was good. It was quiet. My partner's mom passed away 2 days before Christmas, so, you know, it was sort of low-key.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, thank you. You know, we were lucky because when she was diagnosed in October, the doctors actually only gave her 2 to 4 weeks, and we had her for a few months. So we're really lucky that we had her that extra time, and everybody spent a lot of time together. So it was great. It was actually a really healing time.
Good.
For all of us, I think. Yeah, yeah. So it's, you know, and timing is never good with those things, but it's especially hard around the holidays. You know, especially
yep,
for the family.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, especially for the family. How's your daughter?
Very good.
Good. Good. Glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is there a particular reason why you're calling in tonight, or did you just call to say hi?
No, there's a particular reason.
I had a feeling. What's going on?
I like to know about a new relationship.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Well, are you there, Chris?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, sorry. I thought I lost you. Okay. I'm just tuning in here. You know, it seems like, it doesn't feel like a brand new relationship, like this person, like you've just met this person. Is that right?
Right.
Yeah, it seems like you've known this person. It's not someone who you just bumped into in the supermarket or whatever, you know, and I talk to people all over the place. So it doesn't feel like that you just bumped into this person or were just introduced to this person. It feels like this is someone who you've known, but not someone who you looked at before in the past as really being interested in. Is that right?
Well, yes and no. I think it's a situation where not this person in particular that I've met before,
mm-hmm.
but there are so many similarities to somebody
mm-hmm.
else I had known.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's like some of them are like uncanny.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Even some facial expressions, it looks like.
Yes.
Okay. And it's kind of freaking you out a little bit.
A little bit, but not too much. But it's
yeah.
like, oh my God, where did this, it's like, why is he doing this? You know what I mean?
Okay. Now, if I recall correctly, I think a couple of months ago, I remember saying that you were going to be sent someone and you would know when he showed up. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that. I think at the time, I don't think that person was ready yet.
Right. But remember I remember you asking about, a relationship. And
yes.
I said that your husband, if it's okay that I say your husband who has passed, was going to send you someone. And that, you know,
yes.
you would know. And this is his way of, because things are so, you're seeing all these similarities. this is him to you expressing that, hey, pay attention, you know, I've got raised eyebrows, it almost feels like, I'll give you an example of a relationship I had many years ago. My very good friend's brother at the time, well, he's still her brother, but like I said, this is, I don't know, maybe 14 or 15 years ago, something like that. I was at one of my very good friend's houses one Thanksgiving, and her brother was there. And after I came home, she called me up and she said, my brother would like your phone number. Is that okay? And I'm like, your brother? So I said, well, I guess he's your brother. Yeah, okay. So we went out to dinner and we started talking. And, you know, I said, well, were you at this party of your nephew's? And were you at this party? And were you at this event? And we were at all these events for a period of about 4 or 5 years and had never noticed each other before.
Oh, geez.
And, yeah, and I mean, these weren't huge events. They were family, you know, events and so forth. So it's not like there were 100 people there.
Right.
Bowling parties, you name it. And the two, we were at all these parties together. So it was really kind of bizarre. And then all of a sudden, it was like, oh. And so, you know, things, it's all divine timing.
Right.
It's all divine timing. So you want to know where this is going? Is that my guess here? Okay.
Yeah, well, you told me his age, and you were right.
Okay. I don't remember that part.
Yeah, because I wrote it down.
Okay, good. Well, and that's why I say to people, take notes, you know, because very often I don't recall a lot of the details. I may remember
right.
a little bit here or there, you know, a piece here or there, but a lot of times I don't remember the details because it's coming through so fast often, or, you know, I'm channeling, so it doesn't always register.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, that's cool that the age was right. Awesome. And who's Bob?
Bob?
Yeah.
Bob is his brother.
Okay.
One of his brothers.
Okay. And it seems like they're sort of close in age, but is Bob the older one?
Bob was the older one, yes.
Okay, because I'm hearing old. And is he past?
Yes.
Oh, well, because he's here. I'm getting the older brother and the name Bob. Yeah, he's here. Very interesting. So you're very, you know, the family's already connected to you for this guy to show up.
Yeah, well, it's ironic because he has the same anniversary as my husband.
Oh, interesting. So there's a connection there as well. Okay.
Yeah. And okay. It's a different
and you know,
year, but it's the same
yeah.
day.
Yeah. And, you know, they'll look for any angle to come through, you know. So I'm just going to let him be here, see if there's any message that he wants to bring through or if he's just visiting. You know, and this can be if you want to share with your friend that his brother's come through, sometimes can be comforting to people. That is up to you.
Yep.
You know, if he's open, if you think he's open to that or not. But his brother Bob is there. It's funny, he's sitting here with me. You know how I get. If I could show a movie reel of what I see, it'd be really cool. You know, so he's sitting with me, and he's sitting with, like, his legs crossed, his one foot up, and, like, his ankle on top of his knee, and sort of sat back in the chair, you know. And so he's very relaxed about things. But I feel like, did he have some problem, mouth or throat problem when he passed away, do you know?
I don't know.
Okay, because I feel like, again, and this happens often, and sometimes it's not necessarily that there was like a cancer of the mouth or things like that, but I feel like there was something going on in his mouth or with his mouth. But sometimes it can also just be that they didn't get to say the words they wanted to say before they passed.
Yep.
But I feel like with this gentleman, there was something more going on in that throat mouth area. Are there two more siblings?
That he has now?
Or it could be three altogether or two more.
There were, him and three other siblings.
Okay,
so
two
total
more.
Four.
Right,
yep.
So that would be two more siblings, right.
Yep.
Other than, you know, besides Bob. So he's saying, because he's showing me there are two more siblings. Okay, cool. And again, they come, you know, they bring things so you know it's them, okay? So, you know, we've already identified the sibling who you have the interest with, and then the two more siblings. And one of them, did they play golf, or one of them play golf, do you know? Because I see a golfer.
I'm not sure.
Okay, because I see a golfer, so it could be that he golfed. But anyway, and again, these are all things that they bring through for sometimes for identification. And, you know, you can ask anyway, but I see golf, guys playing golf. I'm just going to see if there's anything he wants to say. No, no particular message, just that, you know, that his brothers can be comforted that he's okay. He's chilled and laid back, although it doesn't seem like those are the words he would use, but he's kind of given me the impression that he would have, like, his house coat and slippers on, and I don't call it bathrobe house coat. I don't know where that came from. But anyway, he gives me the impression that he'd, like, have his house coat and his pipe and his slippers, and, you know, so in other words, he's comfortable.
Right.
Okay, so that can be comforting for people to know. Okay, you know, it seems like take it slow, but I really feel like this can be a really good companion relationship for you. And he has he's got a lot of nice qualities. It looks like he's financially secure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't see any holes dug around him as far as, like, you know, big debt or anything like that. Do you know a lot of his history?
A lot of his history? No, I know some.
Okay, all right. Well, there might be some surprises. But I don't think it doesn't seem like it's anything that is going to be a humongous blow you out of the water. Oh, my God, I don't want to see this guy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, and again, you know, surprises can be good surprises, too.
Right.
It looks like he can be a guy that can surprise you with things. Like, he might just show up at the door with flowers. I don't know if he's already doing that.
No, not yet, but that would be nice.
That would be nice. And, you know, sometimes they need a little potting, but it's still early on.
Yeah.
But, you know, I see, like, him holding flowers behind his back, showing up at the door or whatever. Does he wear, like, a brown top coat? Like a wool coat?
No.
Okay. Your husband didn't wear a brown wool coat, did he?
Brown wool coat.
Yeah, because I'm seeing somebody in a brown wool coat.
A brown wool coat. Brown.
Yeah. Brown. Not black, but brown.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. Well, think about it. It might come to you who it is, but there's somebody around you who wore a brown wool coat. It's not somebody coming. Somebody passed. So it could even be an uncle or grandfather, things like that. But somebody who wore a brown wool coat is in your energy field. You know, I have no control over this. who comes through and when they come through or whatever, you know. But
yeah.
No, it looks good, Chris, you know. Just be relaxed a little bit. It feels like you're holding back a little bit. I feel like a little, I don't know. Tension's not the word that I want, I guess. Reservation.
Mm-hmm.
So just take it slow.
Yeah.
Just take it slow. Now, is he free and clear from any past relationships?
Yes.
Okay, but that's sort of new, it seems like. It doesn't seem like he's been, you know, out of a relationship for like 10 years.
I'm not sure he could have had a relationship which he probably has, I'm not quite sure, like 4 or 5 years, but before that it had been a long time.
Okay. Well, I'm not seeing, like, it doesn't seem like he has big financial obligations from past relationships or anything like that. I mean, his road looks pretty clear.
His what?
You know, his road looks pretty clear as far as that goes.
Yeah.
You know, which is good. So, no, I think he has a lot to offer. He has a lot of good qualities. And
mm-hmm.
Just take your time. You know, you're not going to move in together tomorrow.
No, I wasn't planning on it either.
No. So just enjoy it. Just take your time, enjoy it. Let him take you out to dinner. Let him, you know, do all those things. Let him wine and dine you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, really get to know him. But it looks good.
Okay.
I'm not seeing skeletons in the closet or anything like that.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. I have somebody in the chat room saying that I'm giving them the goosebumps. I have somebody else saying it's hilarious that Bob is sitting here with me. It just happens. I can't help it.
Yeah,
it's
ironic because when I found out the day that he passed,
mm-hmm.
I was a little bit in shock. It's like, oh, my God, because it was the same day. Like I said, different year. But
right.
How ironic is that, you know?
Right.
And he was very hurt. Because his brother was ill, he didn't take care of himself, and it still bothers him, you know.
Sure. And that can be why he's come through, so that for him to know that he's really okay, you know, and he's on the other side, like totally relaxed in his house coat and slippers. You know, so, and that can give peace of mind, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I don't have any control over who comes through and when they come through. But it's cool that,
you know
enough about his brother that we could identify him and all that, you know. Take it slow and enjoy it. And don't be so suspicious.
Don't be so what?
Don't be so suspicious.
I
remember saying that, you know, it'll be your husband will make it clear when who the person he sends, you know, who it is. And even if it's somebody you know, for example, you know, when I dated my friend's brother, we never even gave each other a second look for years. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, my God.
Right.
You know? So when the timing is right, that's when things fall into place. and start clicking.
Right.
So I say enjoy it.
Okay. Is this, you know, you told me to take, you know, take your time or whatever,
yeah.
But down the road, do you see anything? Like, is this going to last? Is this, you know, I know it just started, and here I am asking, you know.
Right,
I mean,
right.
I have a feeling about it, but I'm kind of unsure.
Right. Well, you know, you're getting into new territory or territory that you haven't been in for a while, you know, and we all want to know, oh, my God, the question really that most of us want to ask is this worth putting the time and energy into this relationship if it's not going to last? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
My answer is enjoy it in the moment and let the relationship build. It looks to me like there will be some significant happening with this relationship in November.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I've got the goosebumps. That's a confirmation. So, you know, and that's the question. People don't want to just come out and say, oh, my God, is this worth my time and energy to put into this relationship? And that may not exactly be what you're asking, but that's always sort of part of the question.
Yeah.
You know, because especially when we're over 35, you know, we realize that time is valuable.
Mm-hmm. I'm just slightly over. I'm 36.
Exactly. And so we know how valuable time is now. And,
right.
You know, we don't want to just throw our time away. So what you do is you enjoy it right now in the present time because, you know, honestly, I can tell you what I see right now, and that is a window for this moment of what I see. Now, things can change in a split second, you know, as we all well know. Right now,
sure.
It looks like this relationship will continue to grow and build. And then in November, there could be something significant going on.
Okay. Significant good, significant bad, you don't know, right?
No, good.
Oh, significant good. Okay.
So it could be a ring. It could be a big trip. It could, but it's something. Could be a trip that goes along with a ring, but that's what I see right now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay. With that in mind, don't push them over the edge.
Right. Don't want to do that.
No. Don't want to do that. But, no, it looks good. And, again, it looks like in November there'll be a key event happening.
A key event.
Yep, a key event.
Okay.
So, yep. So it looks good, so
great.
Enjoy it. But, you know, remember, enjoy it today. Enjoy it in this moment. Enjoy it when you're out to dinner. Enjoy it when you're on the phone. Try not to project too far ahead. Don't worry about the past. And the more you can do that and stay in the here and now, the stronger the relationship will get. And, you know, go from there, but it looks good. I don't see any skeletons in the closet. It doesn't look like he's buried around this big debt or anything.
Right.
You know, it looks pretty good.
Good. Yeah.
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 So
I'm glad I kind of called in.
I'm glad you did as well. Yeah, really cool. And
I was told to call in.
Oh, you were?
Yes, I was told to call in. So
is that your peanut gallery friends?
Yeah, my peanut gallery friends. Yes.
I might know a few of them, maybe.
Yeah, you do.
That's awesome. Cool. Very cool. Well, I'm glad that you did, and I'm so excited for you. That's totally fantastic.
Right. Well, this kind of reassures, because I've been kind of, not sure, but with things certain things happening and certain things that he does, I'm like, oh my God, this is uncanny. This is unreal, you know.
Right.
It's just ironic.
I can totally understand that. But remember, I remember saying clearly that you would know when your husband sent him through, you know, because it would be clear. So,
mm-hmm.
And like I said, I can see the facial expressions are similar. It's really interesting.
Yeah.
Really interesting. So just go one day at a time. Let it build, you know, don't jump in with both feet into the hot water or whatever. Just let it simmer into a boil and then let it go from there.
Yep.
All right. But it looks good.
Good. Very good. Well, I'll keep you posted.
Yeah, please do. Please do.
I'll have to put that on my calendar.
Yeah, fantastic. I look forward to hearing.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So I have still tons to cover, which I'm not going to be able to cover at all, which that's okay. It'll flow over to next week. But I do have somebody requesting information on what's up for Taurus this year. So I do want to get to that before my show is over, and I only have 7 minutes left.
Yeah, that's okay.
So it was great talking with you, and I can't wait to hear what happens.
Yeah, I'll keep you posted.
Yeah, enjoy, and I look forward to hearing.
Great. Thanks for the call in, Cynthia.
Oh, thanks for calling in, Chris. It's always great talking with you.
All right, nice talking to you. Good night.
Good night. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Good night.
Good night. Well, how cool is that, you guys? Chris is a client, and as you've heard, I told her about this fellow who was going to show up, and her husband, who had passed, was going to send him. And so it's so cool because, you know, they have ways of really letting us know and making it clear when it is somebody who our loved ones who have passed have sent. So when you have things that happen, like, for example, things like she said, uncanny resemblances and things, you have to question, oh, my gosh, you know, is this the person? So, but again, take it one day at a time. Everything can change in a moment. And, you know, though I have the ability to see into we'll say, I don't want to say the future, because really time is not linear like we know it. I think time happens sort of in a spiral all around us. So though I can see look at what's happening in your chart, what's going on in your life, things again can happen and change in a moment. And, you know, that's between you and the universe, or you and your higher power, you and God, and so forth. Okay, so I did have somebody request about what does the sign of Taurus have to look forward to this year. And you Taurus people out there, it seems like, you know, this last year you have probably neglected your own needs and were taking care of everybody else's problems this last year. And so 2014 for you is really about taking back your power and your life force and really invest in yourself and invest in shaping your life in a new way. You know, and keep in mind, this isn't selfish for you to do, because when you take care of yourself, then you have a greater capacity to take care of the people that you love, and you're not running on empty. And for you Taurus people out there, that's probably how you have been feeling the last few years. you know, that your gas tank is on empty and you're just going, 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 and it's, the gas tank never quite gets filled up. So you're about to come out of that because in March, that fog that you've been in the last few years is finally going to lift as the South Node finally moves out of your chart in March. So it's a good time to let things go. If you have material possessions that you no longer love or take up too much space, it's time to let some of that go. So simplify, work on building greater beauty and harmony in your life, and communication. Focus on 2014 is all about communication, work, and creating some kind of daily ritual for yourself. So get into a routine that is more balanced. Get more exercise, get more sleep, work a little bit less, and, you know, make a routine so you're going to bed at the same time every night, that sort of thing. Because it seems like you guys have been sort of off kilter the last few years. So really get into a routine, and that's going to help this year. And this year, really focus on your work and your health. And you will, you know, see positive results working in those two particular areas this year. So whether you're going back to school this year, or, you know, you're working on a book, or you are just putting everything you have into a job that you're already in, you know, it's all good. It's all good. You guys are loyal, you're hardworking, and you always persevere, even when things feel like, ugh, drudgery. So try to make things a little bit lighter, you know, enjoy it a little bit. Make this year about you, and take care of yourself, because you've been taking care of everybody else for so long that your bank account is really empty. And I mean, not just your money bank account, but your emotional and spiritual bank account. So charge up that bank account, you Taurus people out there. And again, I did go over a lot of the astrological signs last week. So if you missed last week's show, you can get that on the replay on Blog Talk Radio / Cynthia Fontaine. Or if you have any questions, again, about this year, what you have to look forward to, and you didn't hear your sign, message me on Facebook, and I'll be happy to give you a brief general overview of what you have to look forward to. So I have so much that I didn't cover today that we will go, we'll cover next week, which is, you know, it's always a good thing. So remember, breathe. If you find that you're having conflict or people want to argue and fight, then just take a step back, be in your truth, say things with compassion. Remember, and this isn't just for today or for this week, but for the next 6 months, we have a lot of karma clearing to do, and we also have to really be sure that we are taking steps into clearing that karma and in a kind and compassionate way. I love you guys. I hope that you guys tune in next week. I wish you guys all a fabulous, fantastic 2014, and we'll continue our conversation next week. Again, find my website, cynthiafontaine.com. Thank all you guys for tuning in. Thanks, you guys in the chat room. I love seeing you guys, and I love hearing from you guys. So you guys be well, be safe, and I'll see you next week.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest, you're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love, you're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug, you're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun, you're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter, you're my friend to the